Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Well, it is the third Monday, and you know what that means. It's an all call-in show. It's your chance to get some intuitive coaching or a tarot reading on an issue or problem that's been plaguing you. If you'd like an on-air tarot reading, you can call now at 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819. And please do have a specific situation in mind that you would like some guidance on. And Benny will take down your information and we'll get to you in whatever order you happen to call in. So again, 800-930-2819. And while we're waiting for people to get to their phones and call in, I just want to say, wow, what a difference in the weather we've had since last week. Last Wednesday, I went to the Puyallup Fair, which I grew up down in that area. And so it's kind of nostalgic for me. We always went when I was a kid. And I went with my childhood best friend, Roxanne. And we went last year, too. So we're kind of making a tradition of going to the fair every year as a way to reconnect and remember our childhood too. And it was that day, it was 93 degrees. So it was a little bit hot for me. I'm a Seattle native and I'm not used to having such hot weather. So frankly, I'm a little bit, not even a little bit, I'm very grateful that that things have cooled down. And really, we've had such a gorgeous summer with lots and lots of sunshine that having the clouds and having the rain is really a nice change in my view. And yesterday, oh my gosh, with the thunder and lightning, which we don't get here very often, it was really spectacular. I mean, it went on for a long, long time. So I'm enjoying the gray weather today, and I hope that you can appreciate it for what it is as well. And Benny has to go in the other room to get these calls sometimes, and so it sometimes takes a minute for us to get back on track with the callers. So I want to talk a little bit about dreams as well, because I've always had a really active dream life, and I've been going through a lot of changes over the last year and a half. Those of you who've been listening to the show, which, by the way, we hit the 1 year mark last week, know that there's been a lot of shift and change for me, and my dreams tell me a lot, and they really help me a lot with what's up for me and really where I need to focus on some of my growth and changes that are going on. And just this weekend, actually Sunday morning, frequently I have these right before I wake up in the morning, and maybe that's just because those are the ones that I remember because then I'm awake. But I had one this weekend, Sunday morning, that what it highlighted for me was there were a couple of lessons I got from the what happened in the dream, but they all were around my willingness or lack of willingness to see what is, to look at the truth. And one of the things that I got from it, I think, is around a belief that I want to shift, that is, I can't see the truth and tell the truth and address the truth and still be successful. That on some level, you have to kind of sell out, right? So that's a belief I really want to work on changing. The other thing that it raised for me that was really this is something that has come up for me repeatedly over the last year or two. And that is this idea that, it's about not wanting to see the truth, wanting to be in denial so I don't have to deal with a situation because I feel powerless or because I think I don't have the strength to deal with the situation. And the specific thing that I applied it to, I guess this was just yesterday, it seems longer ago for some reason. But the specific thing that I applied it to for me is around my eating choices. And almost 2 years ago now, I became a vegetarian. And the reason I became a vegetarian was because of the animal cruelty component of the way that we raise food here, food animals. And I'd only ever done vegetarian. I was still eating dairy, still eating eggs, and actually quite a bit of eggs. That was a lot of where I got my protein from. And this dream I had last night made me realize that the only way that I can continue to eat in the way that I have been is to not look at the dairy industry and the egg raising industry, because there's animal cruelty involved there just as much as there is in the raising of animals that where we actually eat the animals. And a week earlier, I had met a woman on a walk that I went on who has been a vegan for 81 years, since 1981. So for 30 years, since 1981, not for 81 years. She's not that old. And I thought, you know, it's not a coincidence that I had that conversation with her and then I had this dream. And so as of yesterday, I'm not eating eggs anymore and I'm not eating dairy anymore. So that those are just a couple of ways that I find guidance for myself in my dreams. Okay, Benny's back. And so we're ready to take our first caller. And that is...
Sure. We'll take Nikki calling in from Seattle. And she had a question or a guidance around career and some blockages.
All right. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Well, I'm happy to talk to you. So give me an overview of what's going on for you and what you'd like some help with.
Well, I've been a stay-at-home mom for about 18 years and, you know, volunteering with the kids and doing that whole thing. And my kids are getting older. I'm kind of searching for my next, what I should be doing next with myself and my life and kind of where my path lays. And I've done some Reiki, and I'm just kind of wondering if healing is the way it should be going. It kind of feels that way, but I wonder how come I haven't taken it to the next step or opened my own practice, kind of what's holding me back and any blockages I may have.
Okay, so you're drawn to doing Reiki and other kinds of healing. Is that what I'm hearing?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. However, you're not moving forward in making that a career or a job for yourself. And you're wondering about what that is about. All right, well, let's see what we get here. Okay, so the card that came up is the Four of Wands, which is completion. And what that makes me think is that there's still some things you need to complete in terms of being a stay-at-home mom before you're ready to really step into focusing in the other direction.
Okay, some things I need to complete still.
Yeah, so how does that land on you? Does that fit at all with how you've been feeling?
Well, the things I need to complete, I kind of feel that way too, but I kind of wonder, like I feel like it's almost there, but maybe there's I still have someone young at home, and I don't know, it does feel like I feel torn, like, because you can get busy with it, and then I'm just so used to being at home, and my kids are my family's used to having me here, I guess.
Right.
So,
how old is your youngest child?
13.
Okay. Because I don't even necessarily think it means that it's something materially that needs to be completed, like that she needs to grow up, if it's a she. Sorry, I didn't ask you.
Right.
That.
And is it an emotional thing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you think? It's kind of emotional?
I think it's more about you letting go, about you feeling that you're complete with what it is that you were meant to be doing in that role as just staying home, not having a job.
Right.
So I think there's some emotional stuff for you to get through.
Yeah, probably. Because I think my mom worked and she was so busy and gone all the time. I think I went to the other extreme.
Well,
can you clear that, please?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think what needs to happen is that you have a belief that you can't work and be a good mom. And that what you need to do is work on shifting that belief that just because you didn't get what you needed from your mother because she was working does not mean that your kids will not get what they need from you.
Right. That's what I need to work on.
Yes, exactly. So I think it's an underlying belief that's keeping you stuck right now from moving forward. And so that's where you need to focus your attention is on shifting that belief. And
what's the best, any tips on that?
Yeah, so some of the things that I do journaling for me is good because it you get a flow of consciousness going around it. And so the things that come out that are irrational, you start to see, and that can help to shift that belief. The other thing is, I don't know how much you've listened to the show, but I've talked quite a bit about the last 4 months or so, I've been seeing a body talk and psych K practitioner, and she actually works on shifting underlying subconscious beliefs through the psych K process. And so there are processes you can do it. Hypnosis also works for shifting subconscious beliefs.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of wondering about hypnosis or tapping. I've listened to tapping also.
That too can the EFT also can be really helpful.
Oh,
no. Yeah. So I'm going to have to scoot. We need to take a break. But thank you, Nikki, for being our first caller today. And I'd love to hear how that's all working out for you, too.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. All right. I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll take more callers. The number to dial in is 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, RHINOROZ.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
When he's calling for you, listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and it's the third Monday, and that means it's an all call-in show where you have your opportunity to get some intuitive coaching or tarot guidance around a problem or issue that's been bothering you. So if you want an on-air tarot reading, call in now at 800-930-2819. And if the phone rings for a while, Benny has to rush to get it. So just let it ring and he'll come and pick it up. So we're just going to dive right back in here. Who do we have now, Benny?
Yeah, we'll take Sally calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina, and she is looking for some guidance around past and or future career, like whether to stay for a future one, go back to the old one, kind of continue it. I'll have her describe it.
All right.
So Sally.
Hi, Sally. How are you?
Hey, Laura. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, I'm so excited to get someone way on the other coast from where I am, so that's fun for me, too.
Several years ago, my daughter was diagnosed with cancer, so I quit my job as a technical writer, took care of her. She's fine now. She just celebrated her 30th birthday.
Yay!
But I haven't been able to get back to work as a technical writer, and it seems like the doors are kind of closed there. However, a part of me feels like, well, I should be working now. I certainly need the income. In the intervening years, I've become a hospice volunteer in providing Reiki at the local hospice, which I've greatly enjoyed. But I keep every day as I get the emails of saying, well, there's this technical writer job and there's that one. Do you want to apply? And I haven't had any success in applying for those jobs. And at my age, I'm thinking, maybe really that chapter's closed. So I'd really like some insight as to whether or not I really just need to go ahead and close that chapter and let my energies then go somewhere else. I don't know.
So I want to, here's a question I want to ask you before I do the cards. What does your heart tell you?
Whenever I get one of those emails that says this job, you know, do you want to apply for this job? I feel a little heavy.
Okay. Well, you should pay attention to that.
I've been trying to, but there's another part of me that keeps talking me out of it.
Right.
So that's why I'm calling in today, hoping that I can get some clarification.
Okay.
I
am going to ask the question as I'm shuffling around. What does Sally need to know about her job situation related to staying with an old career or potentially pursuing something new. And I will tell you before I even draw the card, I think you already know the answer. I think that we already talked about it. And we'll just get some confirmation. So here we go. Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe this. It's the same card that I just drew for the previous caller. It's the Four of Wands, which is completion. So okay. I think that emotionally you need to let go of the idea that you are a technical writer. I think that that's what's keeping you stuck right now, is that that is how you've identified yourself in the past.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah, sure. And okay. It's time for something new and different, because, you know, when you say you get a heavy feeling when you think about it, that really is giving you a message about, no, that's not what's going to make me feel light and happy, right?
Right.
You know, the you said you were doing Reiki for people at the hospice, and, you know, that's a very different thing than doing technical writing. And that doesn't mean that one is better than the other or anything. It just means that you're focused in a different direction now.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Sure do.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You
thank
bet.
You so
and
much. I will act on this now and in a loving way and let it go.
Yes.
And recognize that there's a season for everything. And that season's over, and I think as I close the book on that chapter, it'll make it much easier for a new chapter to open.
It absolutely, yes, it absolutely will. And as you're closing the book on that chapter, thank it. You know, give gratitude for what it's meant to you, how it's supported you in your life, as you said, you did enjoy it. It was a career that supported you financially, and thank it for that.
All right.
Great advice. Thanks, Sally.
Bless you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. One more before the next break.
Yeah, let's take Joanne calling in from Seattle, and she is, of course, looking for a tarot reading on trouble with completing tasks, seems to be her issue.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello.
So, is there context around trouble with completing tasks? Is it in a certain area in your life?
It's pretty much in everything. Wake up or go to bed the night before saying, okay, tomorrow I'm going to get up and exercise and I'm going to eat right and I'm going to do all these things. And then sure enough, tomorrow comes around and I just do the same things that I'm always doing and don't do anything that I intended on doing. So, I haven't always been that way.
Well, my first question is, are you trying to do too many new things at once?
That's a good possibility.
Yeah, it's much better or much easier for us to make a shift in our behavior if we're just focused in one area.
Okay.
So I would start with choose one thing. And you don't, so let's say it's exercise. And don't make it so rigorous that you can easily fail. So instead of saying, work out for a half an hour every day this week. Let's say I'm going to walk for 10 minutes 3 days this week. So that you're easing into it and you give yourself some wiggle room around, because what happens a lot of times is that, you know, so you set it up, I'm going to do this every day. And then the first day that you don't do it, well, I screwed that up. I may as well just give up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does it sound like I've experienced this myself? Yeah. But let me just ask the question from the cards, if there is something that you need to know that really is kind of blocking you from shifting, because you said it hasn't always been a problem for you to do that. Right? Okay. So let's see what we get this time around. And if it's the completion card again, I'm going to be flabbergasted. No, it's not. But this is a really good card that I think is really, really related to what's going on for you. It is the Seven of Discs, failure. And I mean, I think that this completely relates to what we were just talking about, where if you set yourself too high of a goal or too rigorous of a goal, it's really easy to fail. And then once we do fail, and I really dislike that word because I don't really believe in failure, but once we don't meet the goal that we set for ourselves, we end up beating ourselves up and feeling bad about ourselves, and it is really easy to give up. And so I wonder if there's been something going on in your life, maybe not even recently, but, you know, over the past years, where you have gotten this idea that you aren't someone who follows through.
Yeah, there has been.
Yeah. And so you are just recreating that reality over and over again, because that's what you have come to believe about yourself.
Okay.
And so, again, this is like with the first caller, where there's a belief that you need to work on. You can take new actions, like we talked about, where you're scaling back your expectations. So you can do that at the same time as you start working on that belief about who you are, in terms of whether you're a person who follows through or not. A much more useful belief would be, I follow through on things that are important to me or things that matter to me, because there are always valid reasons for choosing not to follow through on something that we said we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Good. Well, good. So give that a try and see if that helps you start moving forward with actually doing the things that you really want to be doing.
Okay.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So it's time for us to take another break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll take more callers. You can call in now at 800-930-2819. Again, the call-in number is 800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and Access Consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you, because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're doing an all-call-in show for tarot readings and intuitive coaching. If you'd like to get some guidance on a question or problem you're having, you can call in at 800-930-2819. And again, the number is 800-930-2819. And if it rings for a while, just be patient, and Benny will get to you. He's only one person, so he's got a lot going on. Well, I also want to add, you know, at the beginning of the show, I talked a little bit about dreams and how those affect my life and give me guidance. And so if you have any questions about dreams, you can call in with those as well. And let's go to our next caller.
Sure. Let's take now Ruth calling in from Seattle, and she had a question about her career.
All right. Hi, Ruth. Career seems to be the topic of the day today.
Yeah, it does. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. So what is going on for you?
Well, I have been out of work for about a year, and I have been getting some contract work, which has been fun and nice. But now I've been contracted by a company who I'm really hoping will be taking me on full time as a regular employee. So I feel like that's going to happen, and I guess I'm just looking to see if there's some confirmation for that.
So let me ask you, first of all, is that what you want?
I think so. Yeah, it is. It is what I want.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask, because it's not really about predicting the future, but it really is, I mean, with the cards, it's really more about, you know, what is it that you need to know to have the life you want, to get the outcome that you want, to really create what you want in your life. And so I'm going to shift it up a little bit and say,
okay,
is there anything that you need to be conscious of with this job? And if you do get offered the job, is there anything that you should be aware of, I guess, is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
All right. So what came up is the Ace of Wands. And Wands is the suit of spirit and intuition and all the things related to our own spiritual growth, as well as our connection with spirit. And the ace of any suits is about moving to the next level in that arena. And so what I want to say is that I think that this is really a great, harbinger for this job for you, because what it's saying to me is that this job is going to help you move to that next level in your own spiritual development.
Okay.
And so
that really does resonate, because I'm developing my spirituality.
And is there, can you see a direct correlation with the job or not with your spirituality?
Not really. No.
Okay. And you know what? That's okay. Because what I think about it then is that it's going to give you opportunities that will call upon you using your spirituality and growing and challenging where you're at in your spirituality.
Well, that makes complete sense on a couple of levels.
Okay.
There's the person that I might be working with or for is a former boss that I really needed to work on forgiving.
Okay. Good. Good. So that's good. It's in your, so that's good that that's in your consciousness. Good.
Yeah. Okay.
And so do you feel like you've made the progress you need to make to be able to work with that person?
Yeah, I do. I really do. And it's like, you know, I've been really working on forgiving what happened and forgiving myself for what happened. And the fact that he called me to work with him again really helped.
Yes. So was it related to you not having a job previously?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I can appreciate where, you know, if there was some correlation there that being able to go back into a similar situation can help you work through it. And so I'm glad you took that opportunity. And so it sounds like it sounds to me like everything is going to work out great.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Janet. I mean, yeah. All right.
Actually, that was Ruth.
That was Ruth.
Yeah.
I'm looking
cool.
at the screen and her name disappeared. And sorry, Ruth. Thank you for calling.
That's all right.
All right.
Let's head back east and we'll take Vicky calling in from Michigan now. She had a question about her husband's career.
All right. Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm just fine, Laura. Thank you. I just moved from Seattle a month ago. So my husband and I, and we have three daughters. We had two of our daughters come back with us. One stayed there. But you're right. This is a career day question because it is about my husband's career. We came back. We came back for family. My parents are aging. He has an aunt that's 95. And we just decided a couple of years ago that we needed to do this after our middle daughter graduated from high school. So it's all for good reason. But the shock came when my husband's former employer, who hired him back, decided that he wasn't going to cover our health insurance anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Decided that he's going to pay my husband less than what he made 10 years ago. And it leaves us, we're just so stuck. We are staying with my parents. At our age, this is just unbelievable. So we're waiting for answers. My husband is so miserable. This man that he used to work for years ago is just is a crook. He wants my husband to do things that my husband refuses to do, which
Good.
I'm proud of him for that.
Yes,
he's working because he needs to collect a paycheck. But it's so sad how small this paycheck was that he brought home last week. We couldn't afford an apartment.
Oh my goodness!
And so it's very upsetting. And I'm hanging on to hope. I know that miracle always happens when we're about to give up hope. But I guess I'm seeking some answers. You mentioned dreams. I know answers do come to me in dreams. I had a horrible dream the other night where a homeless person took over my car, and I just about had. I lost it. My husband came in the scene and he tried to correct it and let's help this person. And we, I was driving the car and he was in the back seat with her and she decided that she was going to pretend that he was hurting her. So she opened the car door as we were driving down a residential area and screaming, "Don't hurt me," and then pulled a gun and shot him. And I woke up and I just thought, oh, my Lord, what does this mean? Am I just that worried about my husband and his health? And I know that I am. But
right.
So there you have it.
Okay.
I don't know what you can do to
shed
some light on this for me.
Well, I'm going to say a couple things before I go to the cards. And, you know, the first thing is that my take on the situation is that there really is something there to be learned for your family. And that's why you're in this situation right now. Now, that tends to be my belief about pretty much everything. But the fact that it is so different than what you expected really highlights to me that there's a reason that this is happening and that there's something to be learned there. And, you know, it may not be apparent right now, and it might not be apparent for a while down the road, but things do not happen for no reason. So that's the first thing. And if you believe that and you can hold on to that, then that can help. It doesn't change the situation at the moment, but it can help to really believe that, okay, there's something to be gained for me and my family in our growth out of this situation. And then, you know, going to the dream, the thing that really struck me about it is on some level, when your husband took the job with this former employer, did he feel like he was helping the guy out?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just a level of security knowing that I worked here before and it was okay. And I'm going to do this for a little while, but it's not going to be forever. This is just going to get us to our next step.
Okay.
So, because
the hit I got on the thing with the homeless person was that you were trying to do a good deed and then basically got stabbed in the back, which is kind of what it feels like with the work situation. And that's why I wondered about that. So, you know, you're always the expert at your own dreams. And if it doesn't resonate for you, then that's fine. But it's just something you might tuck away there in the back of your mind and see if anything else pops up with that. And you said something a little bit ago also before you started talking about the dream that led to, I think what is really needed in this case is full surrender to the helplessness of where you are. And I think that's also part of what the dream is about is, you know, here someone is going to come and take away everything that I have left. And having a full surrender is, you know, when we get to that place of, I don't know what I can do to make this be different. I just know that I can't do it and I need help from spirit. And so that's something, too, that I would put out there for you. We're going to have to take a quick break, but I would love for you to stay on the phone and we can talk a little bit more when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and this is The Laura Longley Show. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
The love that she used to give me can't be found. I lost my way. She said she'd stay. And lately I've been sleeping with a girl.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program. 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're doing an all call-in show for tarot readings and intuitive guidance. And before the break, we were talking with Vicki, and we're going to head right back to Vicki. Are you still there, Vicki?
I'm still here.
All right. Well, good. So, yeah, so I just wanted to finish up a moment with the dream. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of fear there. And so the surrender piece is around trust and faith that everything will be okay. So that's the part I was talking about with surrender.
Okay.
Yeah. And it, you know, I know for myself personally, I have to really hit bottom before I'm willing to go there. And so, you know, so if you can find a way to get there before you're really at your wit's end, it's better. But I think for most of us, it really is when we don't go there until we get to the point where it's like, I can't do anything else. And if we can recognize sooner that really it's not us doing it anyway, then that can be helpful.
And I'm the type that taking action is what makes me feel better and stronger. I'm not a passive person. So
right.
It's very difficult being in a situation where I can do really nothing. I mean, at this point, and my husband continues to go to a job that he absolutely hates. And of course, he's not doing anything against his principles, which is wonderful, but it's just not getting us anywhere.
Right.
I mean, we're just going to eat away at our, yeah.
Well, I would say, There are things that you can do that they're not external actions, but internal actions. And so working on just working on your own peace of mind, for one thing, because then you will be much more helpful to him. And asking for guidance, going the surrender route where you say, okay, what can we do here that may not be obvious to us? And I know I have a friend who likes to use a writing technique where she actually writes out, you know, her question for God or source or spirit or the universe or whatever name you like to use, and then does almost like automatic writing of what comes back to her. And that might be useful to do too. But I do want to jump in and just ask from the cards, what is it that, Vicki, you need to know or that would be helpful for you right now in this situation? Is that okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to shuffle one or two more times just so that I feel like we get energetically what's supposed to be there rising to the top. Well, this is very interesting. It is the Ten of Discs, which is wealth, and discs is the suit of the material world, of the physical. And I know that you feel like you are suffering in that area right now. And what this is saying to me is to have the faith that there is something for you in this situation, that there is wealth to be gained, whether it's material wealth or wealth in a different way, you know, emotionally, spiritually type of way that will come from this situation.
I had no doubt that I had no doubt about that. I think it's just, it's practicing the patience and waiting. And yes, I do look about me and I see things that need to be done in my parents' home
Oh.
and trying to be helpful
Yeah.
You know, with my mother who has bulging discs that she just learned about, and just little things that I realized, okay, this is why we're here. This is what I need to be doing here. But, you know, what are the answers for my husband? Because,
right. Honestly,
I don't want to lose him. He's my best friend. And I don't want to see him having a heart attack from all the stress.
So trust, trust and faith, I think, are your key words.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck.
And
I hope everything works out well soon. All right. We're going to take one more call. And we have
Jackie from Seattle, correct?
Oh, yeah. Hi. Yep.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Great.
Hi.
Okay. So what my question is over the course of the last 3 weeks, I was supposed to move in this mobile home where I finally rescued some horses that I promised them 2 years ago I'd do. And they're in the property where I was supposed to move in. Make a long story short, the mobile home was a disaster when I started moving. It had wood rot, whatnot. So I've been on this crazy venture, you know, checking out other mobile homes and, I mean, everything you can imagine. So the bottom line is, my question is, and I actually found one that the owner is willing to sell me, and now I have to have it transported to where my horses are. Anyway, make a long story short, I'm kind of exhausted through this whole thing because I keep hitting these walls, and I'm wondering if it's going to actually follow through and that I'll be with my horses, you know, within maybe the next, because they're going to have to, you know, once I buy it and then we have it transported, it's probably going to take like another month or so. So
what I'm going to ask, because I don't predict the future, but what I'm going to ask is what does Jackie need to know about this situation in order for things to work out for the best and highest good of everybody involved, including the horses?
Thank you.
All
perfect.
Right. So let's see what we have here. Okay, we have the Princess of Discs. And discs are, again, I think I just mentioned this, discs is the suit of the material world, of the physical world. And the Princess is about learning the new ways of being in the material world. And so what I think that this means is that there are lessons for you around this whole situation with the mobile home. That's, you know, that's the physical reality of what is happening and what you need to work on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is figuring out having a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems that what really needs to be your focus for right now is getting the logistical piece organized around your living situation.
You mean putting this all together, which I'm doing now?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So, yeah,
oh, okay,
so,
cool.
So that needs to be your focus.
Okay.
Because I can appreciate, and maybe I went off on a tangent here, but I can appreciate that your focus might be around the animals and concern for how that's all going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular case, what needs to happen is really focus on just getting it all worked out with your living situation.
Okay. So like, for instance, this morning, because I'm feeling really excited about it, it's a single wide and I've already seen it and it's been, you know, remodeled and all that. And this morning I was telling myself, okay, I'm imagining that it's there on the property. My horses are right, you know, near
yes.
me and they're so like that.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Okay.
And that's absolutely perfect. And we're going to have to end now because we're coming to the end
thank
of the
you.
Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you so much. Blessings. Bye.
Thanks. Well, we are coming to the end of the show, and I want to thank all of the callers who were brave enough to ask for help and guidance in such a public way. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific on The Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with author Polly Campbell, and she's the author of Imperfect Spirituality, about how ordinary people like us, and we're all ordinary people, really, can find enlightenment. You can listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com or WBLQ 1230 AM in Rhode Island. And next Monday, I'm going to be doing a show completely on career, ideal career, figuring out what you're supposed to be doing. And I think that because there were so many questions around career in today's show, that that was just a highlight for what's going to come next week. So if you have questions or issues with your career, be sure and tune in next Monday at 11 AM. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.